Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. Now, there's a movie just come out on September the 1st. The movie is called Bread and Butter. It's a romantic comedy of sorts. Christine Weatherup and Sean Wright are right here in the studio with us on KX93.5. Hello, and gentlemen.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks for coming down from LA.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Do you guys live in Silver Lake by any chance?
Los Feliz.
Sort of nearby, yeah, Los Feliz.
Yeah, everybody who comes down from LA lives in Los Feliz or Silver Lake.
Where all the cool kids
are. It's up and coming, yeah.
Maybe it's already up and it came. It's
no one else
there.
Can come there.
But neither of you, I noticed neither of you have got a big handlebar mustache, which seems to be the...
Sean shaved this morning.
Yeah, I figured I should look good for radio.
Right. You do look great. You look fabulous. So this movie.
Yeah.
You're stoked about it.
We're pretty excited about it.
Tell us a bit about it. I must admit, I've not seen the film because I couldn't find it on Netflix. Turns out it's on every other platform that people can find it on, and I just don't.
It is. It is on Amazon, iTunes, Cox, Digital, DirecTV, a lot of different platforms.
It just came out on Cox On Demand, I think. So, romantic comedy.
Yes, we like to say it's an anti-romantic comedy because it sort of spins the genre on its head. It follows my character, Amelia, who is a late bloomer, shall we say, who's nearing 30, still a virgin, and really just has to get her act together in life. And this is sort of her coming-of-age movie.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I did watch the trailer.
Oh, yeah?
and it's kind of goofy, and it's nice that it's got... listen, you're both very beautiful, but you look normal.
Yes.
You know, one of the things that Ava and I always complain about American TV and American films is everybody's like so gorgeous. It's impossible. You know, I'll give you an example. Sons of Anarchy.
Sure.
Couldn't watch it. Completely ridiculous to me.
That's
beautiful
funny.
Beautiful people in this thing. I have met motorcycle gangs. When I was younger, I hung out with these kind of people. And I'm telling you, they don't look like that.
Yeah.
They've got no teeth and they've got big warts on the noses, and that's just the women.
That would have been great if that's what they did on Sons of Anarchy.
Well, they should have. That's what those people look like. And in the end, they learn a moral lesson. They don't learn a moral lesson. They crash into a tree. Right. That's what happens in real life. Yeah. And Breaking Bad, same thing. Did my head in. Hmm. Although you loved it, didn't you, Ava?
No, I loved it.
I did too.
Loved.
Yeah, I know.
We're digressing, but I have noticed that on a few shows, going in that direction, it's a really slow-turning boat, but it is going in that direction.
Well, they usually, American TV and film, they'll swing all the other way and get a load of really ugly people. You just look like normal people, you know.
Oh, thank you.
We're the transition between the...
Yeah, we're before we swing too far to the
gorgeous
ugly
and
side.
The ugly.
If you get really successful, you'll probably have a lot of, surgery, and then you'll look like the rest of them.
Botox is being planned for this afternoon, so good
to
know.
Tell us more about your characters, because it's really character-led, this film. It seems to be goofy characters. There's a 30-year-old virgin.
Yeah, it's me. Right. Well, and the point you made about it being normal people, I think, is exactly what our director, Liz Manischel, really wanted. She wanted real people who reflected, you know, what it's like to date and what the rest of us look like and feel like. And so, yeah, that was spot on.
And your character, Sean? What's your character in this?
Well, I'm the best friend's friend. No, I'm the boyfriend of the
my
lead
best
character's
friend,
best friend.
Yeah,
yes.
He's the tag-along boyfriend.
Exactly.
Who just highlights in my life how I have no boyfriend because my best friend has him.
And do we like you?
I think so.
I'd say neutral to like.
I like to say I'm the best-looking man in the movie, but I'll have to let the other two men...
They're not here,
speak
so
up. Yeah, they're,
I
they're
think
not here
you
to defend
are.
Themselves. So
I like to say I'm the best-looking man at the station, but it's clearly not true. I like to say, though. So, the comparison is between you and your friend. Your friend's got a boyfriend, you don't.
Right.
Okay. That is like a common story, isn't it? It's your story, Ava, really, until you met me.
How rude. Yes, that's right, Mom. I was a virgin until I was 30.
That's correct. So now you finally meet a guy.
Yes.
Because of something you read in a book, the margins of a book, right?
Exactly. So my character goes to a used bookstore and she buys this book, and there's marginalia, notes from the sky, just random notes, not about the book.
Marginalia? Is that a word?
That is a term that I found out. Yeah, see, Sean says it like everyone knows, but I did not know that word before.
It's illegal in a few countries.
Yeah. So she sees these notes in the book, and at the front of the book, he puts his address. And so she sort of decides this is a meant-to-be fairy tale sort of story, and she tracks him down, and hijinks ensue.
She finds him. And he's not sure at first, no doubt. And then it's this—it's a love story about these people.
Well, and then there's another man. So she has nobody in her life, and then all at once, two sort of prospects come in. And there's this other guy who—he's a patient. She works at for a life coach. She's the receptionist at a life coach.
That's great.
Coach's
hilarious.
Office.
Hilarious.
And so Bobby Moynihan from Saturday Night Live plays the other guy, who's sort of—he has his own issues, and he has a crush on her, and the life coach tries to get them together. So then all of a sudden she has two men sort of vying for her affection.
Great. You're with KX93.5 Laguna's only FM. We're here in the studio talking to Christine Weatherup and Sean Wright from the new movie Bread and Butter.
Yes, breadandbuttermovie.com.
breadandbuttermovie.com. And when Ava's controlled the dog who's barking at nobody, we're going to play a game. Should we play a game?
I would love to.
The dog is watching Bread and Butter right now and reacting to it in a positive
way. It's so excited. You know, Mr. Pickles loves Bread and Butter.
Loads of newspapers love it. People are saying that it's like a self-conscious comedy that makes fun of the genre while still being heartwarming and all of that good stuff. So, wow.
Cool. All of those things are true. Sounds really nice when you say them.
I think I'm assured to get an Oscar nomination as Best Supporting Actor. I'm gonna say that right here.
Yeah, just put it out there. That's the way to do it.
It's going to happen now.
I'm nominating you.
All right.
Can I do that? I don't know if I can.
Probably not.
I'm probably not on that board of things, people. Well, it's exciting for you. I'm really delighted for you guys. And the film's doing really well. It's on Amazon and it's on now on Cox On Demand. It's called Bread and Butter. But now we're going to do our thing here on the radio. Ava Burton, who went to school to study dramatic arts.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what your degree is? What is it?
Yeah.
Acting. It's
acting
with an apostrophe.
Acting.
I've got a degree in acting and modelling. Do a bit of modelling on the side. Singing and that. Twirling. Can you do any twirling? Twerking. All right, so we can play a game that you used to play at drama school because I figured that would be a good idea.
It's all very well having these film actor people here, but let's see if
you look down on the film actors.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I felt a sense of.
Let's see if they've got any theatre chops.
Because you're a theatre actress. Is that a thing? Like, look down, like jazz players look down on rock and rollers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't earn any money.
Right. It's exactly like that then, isn't it? It's exactly like that. Jazz players earn nothing but look down on rock and rollers.
Yes, we're real musicians. No.
What is it they say about that? There's a saying about that. It's something about rock and roll people. Rock and rollers can play in front of three people and earn $100. Jazz players play in front of 100 people and earn $3. I think that's what it is.
What's the difference between a flutist and a flautist? It's a paycheck.
And the difference between a violinist and a fiddler. Beer stains on the instrument itself is the difference.
Anyway, I was only joking. I didn't mean it.
But let's play a game.
This is a game that we used to play. It's a quick thinking improvisation game. And it is alphabetical sentences. So pick a situation, anything really simple. Go on, Jason.
We are at the bus stop.
We're at the bus stop.
Waiting for a bus.
And we're going to speak to each other. Each sentence must start with the next letter of the alphabet.
So we pick a letter from the alphabet, you say a sentence or you say something to us, and the next person in line has to begin with the next letter of the alphabet.
Correct.
Okay.
So, pick a letter of the alphabet.
A.
That's a good one.
The first one that came to mind.
Nice one.
Okay, and I'll start. So,
and which way around are we going in the circle?
We'll go this way. Sorry, we'll go to the right, listener. We're going to the right.
Okay, so Sean's next.
So Sean is next.
And then Christine, then me.
Yes.
Good, because I'm not the actor.
And the first person that we're out, it's finished when somebody goes,
gets
the alphabet letter wrong. So we're starting with A and we're at the bus stop.
Perfect.
Okay. And if you fail to do it, you hear this sound.
Ooh. Okay.
That's my kazoo.
Sounds like the bus is around. Any time now, it should be here.
Buses are always late.
Come on, it's taking forever.
Do me a favour, I've been waiting longer than you.
Exactly, he's been here an hour.
Frankly, I don't think the bus is ever going to get here.
Get out of here.
We got time for another one.
Darn it! You see, I'm no good at this. Go on. We've got time for you. I'm out, so you guys carry on. See who's going to win.
Oh no!
Yeah, come on.
Okay, so where were we?
So H.
You'll do this forever, won't you, lot?
Have you got a bus timetable?
Oh,
I do not.
Just look in your pocket.
No, but it must be.
That's pretty good. K is a hard one.
K's a hard one.
Really hard.
Are you still in?
No, I'm out. So okay.
No.
All right, it's between you guys.
Likely the time of the bus is wrong.
Man, get a better attitude.
No, I will not.
Only in LA do you behave like this.
People suck.
Queen Elizabeth would never wait for a bus.
Really?
Shut up.
You have to know what the next letter of the alphabet is. That's the difficult thing.
I know that is the difficult thing.
Thinking about letters of the alphabet is hard.
Under the sky, there's...
No, that's terrible.
I don't know. Yeah.
I'm sorry, you totally deviated.
It's true. A queen, I was impressed
we
I got
broke
there.
The scene.
Yeah, that was good. Wow, we tore down the fourth wall something, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yes, in theatrical terms.
Yeah, Christine Weatherup is here and Sean Wright. This is KX93.5. And we're playing a silly game because Christine and Sean are in a great movie called Bread and Butter, which is getting rave reviews. And it's kind of a rom-com. We've never watched a rom-com, Ava, have we? Ava Burton's here, my wife. We've never sat and watched a rom-com together because I can't do it.
You don't let me. You make
well,
me
maybe
science programs.
Maybe an anti-romantic comedy is what you need.
I will sit and watch this film with you now that we've met. We've sort of got, because now I can feel like, well, I know the actors. I'm posh now. It's out right now on various places to find it online, iTunes, Amazon, Cox On Demand.
You can check our website, www.breadandbuttermovie.com, and it will list all the places you can find it.
Very
exciting.
So
we don't have to remember.
Right. Well, it's really exciting for you guys, and it's got rave reviews, and you guys have been a lot of fun, and thanks for coming into KX93.5.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
It's been so much fun.
Yay.
Yay.
Yay. Yay.